Ask Brett, where every episode is a reminder that the best stories are about people, not places, even when the places are very good.
Today, we're spending time with one of Brett's world traveler pieces, a portrait of a friendship built across pride events, late nights, and at least one very long cookbook session.
Let's start with the friendship itself.
This segment is about what a long-distance friendship actually looks like when you strip away the sentiment. What it's made of, what it costs, and what makes it last.
The post opens with a description that does a lot of work in very few words. Brett writes, drinking partner, go-go club companion, friend and confidant. A very condensed list that encapsulates Paul and my friendship.
That compression is the point. The post is called Tiny, and the title earns itself. It's a short piece about a large friendship, and the economy of language mirrors the economy of a relationship that doesn't need constant maintenance to stay real.
Paul lives on Staten Island, which Brett notes is one of the most conservative places in New York City, and he's described as a protector and defender, unapologetically and unconditionally. That context matters. Choosing to be someone's champion in that environment is a specific kind of loyalty.
The post traces the friendship through InterPride AGMs and world conferences where Paul was reliably the one who knew where to go. But the moment that stands out is the cookbook story. Brett writes that they had 24 hours to produce a fundraiser cookbook for InterPride, and they stayed awake for all 24 of them to do it.
A sleepless cookbook sprint as a highlight of a life well-lived. Honestly, worse things have been said about creative partnerships.
Brett calls it probably one of the most memorable creative experiences of my life, which tells you something about what he values. Not the keynote speech at Staten Island Pride's World AIDS Day event, though that went well and earned a resume line, but the all-night work done alongside a friend.
The post closes on something quietly confident, that if they were to meet again, they'd simply pick up where they left off. That's the whole argument for this kind of friendship.
And Brett names it plainly. I am a very lucky man to have Paul in mine.
Loyalty, late nights, and a cookbook nobody asked for, but everyone needed.
The World Traveler series keeps returning to the people who made the travel mean something. More of that next time.